I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Marin County swears in its first black supervisor. The Berkeley fire bomber pleads guilty. How bird flu impacts our food supply. And Los Angeles animals find shelter in the Bay Area. Brian Colbert was sworn in Tuesday as Marin County's first black supervisor in its 175-year history. The oath was administered by his teenage daughter, Layla. The swearing-in ceremony featured a gospel quartet performing a trio of songs, including A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke. Colbert represents District 2, which includes Fairfax, Kentfield, and San Anselmo, where he was a council member and served as mayor during the COVID-19 pandemic. The board was also reorganized on Tuesday. District 1 Supervisor Mary Sackett will be the new president. Supervisors Eric Lucan and Stephanie Moulton-Peters will serve as vice president and second vice president. In his statements, Colbert reflected on his grandfather's struggle in the segregated South and pledged to prioritize Marin's most vulnerable populations. He ended with a quote from Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, "I can no other answer give but thanks and thanks and ever thanks." 34-year-old Casey Goonan pleaded guilty Tuesday to federal arson charges for a series of firebombing incidents in Oakland and Berkeley last summer, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. Prosecutors said Goodman arrived on June 11th at the Ronald V. Dellums Federal Building in Oakland with a bag of Molotov cocktails. He pummeled a window with rocks, hoping to break it and throw them into the building. When officers arrived, interrupting his plan, he set the firebombs ablaze in a planter outside. A few weeks earlier, Goonan placed lit Molotov cocktails under a UC Berkeley police car's fuel tank and fled while the car ignited. He also admitted to other fires on the UC Berkeley campus. He said he did it to retaliate against the coercive conduct of the United States and the state of California. Goonan faces up to 20 years in federal prison. His sentencing will be April 8th. If you've struggled to find eggs at the store recently, it may be due to avian influenza, H5N1. Bird flu can cause severe illness and death in birds and mammals, with rare cases of human infections. California Department of Food and Agriculture spokesperson Steve Lyle said that most eggs consumed in California are imported from other states, but about 40% are produced here. He said two-thirds of egg-laying hens in California have been lost in the recent outbreak. That's 10 million out of California's 14 million birds since December. Combined with an increase in demand around the holidays, this has led to egg shortages and rationing in stores. UC Davis expert Maurice Porteski called the outbreak the worst in the country, the worst in the world, and the worst in history. It has spread quickly around the globe because of its ability to transform and infect multiple species, including cows, pigs, and migrating snow geese. Proposition 12, which mandates cage-free poultry housing, has also limited supply. If you're raising backyard hens, he recommends fencing them in from the sides and from above, and cleaning up any spilled feed to avoid contact with wild animals. Animal shelters from around the bay are stepping up to support the pets displaced by Southern California wildfires. The East Bay Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals transported 10 dogs from the L.A. Animal Care Center to its Oakland facility. Peace of Mind Dog Rescue of Pacific Grove traveled down and retrieved 4 dogs. They said many pets were adopted on site before departing. The San Francisco SPCA is waiving adoption fees to make room for incoming animals. With 30 pets arriving Wednesday, the shelter is also seeking volunteers to foster displaced pets. More four-legged evacuees have arrived at the SPCA in Monterey County. A team from the shelter went to LA on Saturday and returned with 11 pets so far, including a 1-year-old terrier mix named Lyle, a tabby kitten named Ben Jr., and a 1-year-old pug named Winter. The pets are expected to be ready for adoption this week. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories and other Bay Area news, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.